Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we conclude some teaching I've been sharing this week on keys found in the New Testament. We've looked at a variety of keys, the keys of the kingdom, the key of knowledge, the key of doctrine, and we're going to look right now at the key of discipline, and that's the application of the key of doctrine, if you will, to particular individuals estimating and evaluating their character and actions. In rabbinic language, to bind and loose were regular terms to forbidding or permitting. These words conferred upon the apostles, remember Jesus gave that authority to them to legislate, to establish ordinances for the regulating the affairs of the church and deciding questions of Christian duty, a power which we see Peter exercising along with other elders at the Jerusalem conference that is mentioned in the 15th chapter of Acts. Now, let's look at the application for our lives regarding the keys of the kingdom that Jesus said he was giving to his disciples. In a broader sense, there is wider spiritual application of the keys of the kingdom. Let's read now what Jesus said in the 18th chapter of Matthew, verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I'm going to read verse 19 again. I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Again, that's, as I frequently say, the power of agreeing prayer. That's one of God's principles. So we see that our, as Jesus mentioned in that verse 18, our binding and our loosing is dictated by heaven. This is not our personal preference or opinion. It is based on God's will and God's principles and the Word of God. When he says, whatsoever you, that means all of us. It means all the disciples. Why? Because that you, those pronouns are plural. He wasn't just speaking to Peter, for example. So what can we see as far as what our keys can do? Well, there's opening a door of faith that it is described in the 14th chapter of Acts, and let me turn to that. We see that Paul and Barnabas, through their preaching, God opened this door to the Gentiles. In Acts, the 14th chapter, verse 27, it says, and when they were come and had gathered to the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And so we have a key of faith that can open doors of service. And in Acts, the second chapter, we see Peter open the doors of the church and at Caesarea. In Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 33 through 38, the word says, immediately, therefore, I send to thee that thou hast done well to come. Here we see this is Cornelius. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God? Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee unto the after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The same doors opened to the Gentiles. And then Paul and Barnabas opened this same door at Asia Minor in Acts the 14th chapter, verse 27. And then let's go to John the 20th chapter, verses 21 through 23. And Jesus said unto them again, "Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." What is that saying? He is saying, Jesus was saying, is that the whoever they're ministering to, it was their believing confession of Christ that empowered the apostles to proclaim terms of forgiveness to be saved through their personal confession and repentance from sin and seeking Christ. Then our faith can open doors of spiritual victory through prayer. By our knowledge of Scripture, believers have the privilege of knowing what is and what is not the Lord's will. If we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us, and we shall have the petitions that we've desired of Him. So, this is all really amazing to meditate upon, beloved, but you and I have been given keys. He's given the keys of the kingdom into the hands of His disciples, although, of course, He still retains the highest administration of them. And we do not have, even though we have keys, we do not have the right to alter the essentials of the gospel or compromise any fundamental principles of morality. In Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 14 through 15, the word tells us, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall one preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." So, beloved, I've shared this week this teaching on keys and the keys of the kingdom and the authority and a power that we have been given in His name to know that we have this authority in the realm of the Spirit. That's why our prayers can be so powerful and so effective. We don't war according to the natural realm. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so, beloved, we have in our hands the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And how can we act with such authority? Why? Because Jesus gave it to us. We on earth, through the presence of the Holy Spirit within us, through Jesus' presence within us, are an extension of Christ Himself. Isn't that true? Think about that. We are His body, the body of Christ. In other words, we fulfill and do those things that He asks of us. We are the body, but Jesus is the head, and it is Jesus, our head, who directs us and who allows us to minister, to act through His body, to bind and loose authoritatively. We don't do it according to our own opinion, our own whims, or our beliefs, but we do it according to the Word of God. How fully do we need to be committed, beloved, to His Lordship, and how fully we need to obey Him? Do you see how awesome this power, this privilege we have been given as believers? We can respond to Jesus' direction, and as we do that, His kingdom continues to express its presence on earth. Praise God. Amen and amen. Let's pray briefly. Father, You have given us the keys to the kingdom. And I pray for the wisdom and the faith to be able to exercise those keys, to bind and loose with the knowledge that as we pray according to your will, you do hear us, and you will move, and you will answer, and you will set the captive free. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to pray, to proclaim good news to the captive, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Father, I release that faith and that understanding, new revelation in the Spirit of that authority you want us to walk in, and help us to be obedient to the leading of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, we praise you and we thank you for it. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, in conclusion, I just would like to share a letter from a sister writing from Berkeley. And she says, "Dear Sister Judith, I must share somewhat of a, quote, miracle with you." And this is regarding the Ministry of Correspondence. She said, "This last Saturday, I received in the mail your most recent letter and articles." And she goes on to say she was separating the mail into two piles, that which was going into the trash, that which I was keeping to look at later. By mistake, I put your letter into the wrong pile, which was then put into the trash without realizing. Yesterday, late Sunday afternoon, I put the garbage bins out by the street for the garbage to be picked up early Monday. This morning, as I awakened, a voice inside of me was telling me to get up, get dressed, and go out to the street and look through all the paper trash to look for your letter. I wheeled the big gray trash bin into my garage to dig through all the papers, etc. And the second letter I picked up, there it was. I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, how important it was to receive your letter in time, because 15 minutes later, the garbage truck came. The message in the letter was just what I needed. See, the Lord's timing is, that's really precious. Amen. Fortunately, we don't all have to go through that. She's hoping and praying for a good report. Thank you again for your messages to me. So encouraging. God bless you. A sister writing from Berkeley. Well, beloved, there are so many letters of testimonies that come in at just the right time. The Lord spoke. It was just what they needed to hear. That's not me. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that desires to minister to your heart. So whatever your need is, as always, invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you email, I ask you to include your mailing address so I can respond in a personal way, although I'll always confirm receipt and will surely pray. I love you. Thank you for joining me this week. I hope you were blessed by the teaching. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.